whilst I don't necessarily agree with everything that's there, the fact is that the meeting moved to adopt the strategy but questioned the budget when it was last before us. So we are resuming the adjourned item, and you'll see there's a suggested amendment by staff which effectively reduces the budget from about 19 to about 4,000, much more reasonable. So for someone who hasn't spoken in the debate, they're welcome to continue and move the amendment if they so wish. I'll just ask Ms. McKenzie if there are four councillors mentioned in relation to that matter who have spoken. That being councillors Gard, Pfeiffer, Byram and Westwood. So I'm looking to any other councillors to speak. Councillor Crossland.
Thank you, Your Worship. I'll move as printed. I've got...
Wish to speak anything? Anything further, Councillor Crossland? That's moving the amendment.
Just to clarify, it is moving the amended.
Yep, it's at the top of page 27 for those who are following the agenda. Councillor Bliss, do you second that?
And that note, significant difference in the cost.
So, cost reduction. Anyone who hasn't yet spoken may speak for or against the motion. Councillor Hull's got a question.
Now, Mr. Mayor, given that this is a almost $15,000 reduction from a total budget of $19,700, this is our... Marion celebrates, and we only hold that every 2 years, as I...
No, if I may clarify that. This is for a so-called Celebrating Marion campaign. It's a range of different measures, including online use of social media, etc. It's not just about the Celebrating Marion event, which is held every year or two.
Which is a separate budget line?
Separate budget line.
Okay. Well, if they think they can do it, and that's... The other part of my question is that has there been any compromises by the staff and the proposed campaign to get to this point?
Yes, there have been. I do believe they are specified at the bottom of page 27. Removed $15,600 worth of banners, stickers, bookmarks, posters advertising and a photographic exhibition. Any other questions? Then I'll...
And we can still deliver a credible campaign with $4,400.
If I might paraphrase the report, it seems to be making a lot of use of resources that we already have available, whether it's online or utilising the advertising in the messenger and so on.
Thank you. I only ask these questions, Mr. Mayor, because so many of our events sometimes are poorly attended because we haven't marketed the event as well as we could have. But
it's a fair point. And I think it's something that we as elected members have tried to bring home to management, that we want marketing not to be about making a good image, feel good about Marion, but actually to tell the public about what we're doing in real and practical terms. So for me, the strategy is still a bit fluffy, but there has been an indication that it be approved in the motion that's been moved and seconded. So let's just hope it pans out well. We can always revisit it. Are there any other speakers? Then I'll put the motion as amended. Sorry, I'll put the amendment rather. All those in favour? All those against? That's carried by majority. Not like Councillor Appleby to support to be against a cost reduction measure. But that having been the case, are there any other speakers to the motion as amended? Just checking. If not, then did the mover wish to, which is actually Councillor Byram, wish to close the debate? I don't think there's really been any adverse comment. No. Then I'll put the motion. All those in favour, raise your hand. All those against, that's carried by majority. Thank you. So, now, there being no deputations or petitions put in front of me... I can see something visual that looks like a petition, but if it is, it'll be submitted in the appropriate way and then brought to the attention of members in a formal process. I'm sure everyone understands that. The committee recommendations, they could be moved en bloc. Councillor Hutchinson, seconded Councillor Pryor. Before I put that, any questions about any of those minutes? Councillor Hull.
Just for the public record, Mr. Mayor, during the Infrastructure Committee, and you were there, we did ask for clarification of the proposed car parking with the Oaklands Railway Station. Staff did contact me today about that. I felt that the proposed information sheet didn't really answer that, and hopefully we'll get some certainty about what is really on offer from the state government in regards to car parks.
Thank you, Councillor Hull. You know I'm on the same page as you in relation to that.
You are indeed, thank you.
The fact sheet was clear that there were 50 extra car parks, but what Council wants to know, are they car parks in addition to any intended built form development by the state government? And so hopefully that will be answered in due course. And that's with Dr. Grimm of our staff at the moment. Very well. I'll put the motion in relation to those minutes. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. Thank you. Now we come to items which we may well choose to be confidential. So the first one dealing with LGA insurance, etc. I will say to members of the public that there are numerous items where staff have recommended in confidence treatment for one reason or another. So my estimate would be quite possibly an hour and a half at least of discussion in and out of confidence. So it's going to be rather unsatisfactory from the point of view of public viewing, but that's how we have to do business. So I'm looking for, in relation to this insurance report, looking for a motion. Councillor Valescu.
A question first, Your Worship.
Yes.
Procedural. Is it possible to bring forward the motion that a lot of public interest, that there's a lot of public interest around, and deal with that first, and then, if possible, let the public know if there's a result yet, or do we normally have to wait?
That's always possible. There are two matters where I can recognise members of the public having some interest. There may be others, but the Club Marion lease being one, and the possibly to do with the hotel proposal, the other one. So I'm in the hands of council. Because the Marion lease, it's not suggested that it be confidential. Would members like to deal with that one first before we get into a series of confidential items? Councillor Valescu, it's with you.
I'd suggest that, and yeah. Perhaps if we deal with the hotel expression of interest and the coastal one first in confidential and then proceed with the rest in order.
Rightio. What about the Club Marion lease?
Oh, yeah.
The Club Marion lease and the coastal walkway are both items where there's not a recommendation as to confidentiality. Obviously, it's up to council in relation to each particular item. But we can deal with them in that order. So what I'm suggesting, to be clear after those submissions, is to deal with the Marion Sports and Community Club lease that's on page 134, the coastal walkway item on page 215, and then the proposed hotel on page 87. So if I... Do I have... I beg your pardon, I'll just seek some advice from management. I've been advised that there's no hurry right at the moment to deal with the Club Marion lease, so we can leave that one off. So the proposition would be, if you're happy with leave of the meeting, to deal with the coastal walkway item and then the proposed hotel item. If there's no objection.
So we're not going to deal with Club Marion tonight?
I don't know if we'll get to it tonight or not. But at the moment, the suggestion is that it stay in the usual, in its place in the agenda, and not to bring it forward. So, if I have leave of the meeting, then that's how I'll proceed, and I'll call on the coastal walkway item, page 215. Might just take a moment while people get that spot in the agenda. In the 400 page agenda plus appendices. So, Councillor Crossland to move perhaps?
Thank you, Your Worship. There's a slight amendment to the one in the original agenda which should be sent through to staff.
Awesome, that the one on the screen is what you're referring to?
That's correct, Your Worship. So the slight amendment to the wording is the words in blue, I believe, on the screen. Where the additionally just say seeking feedback on potential path alignments in section 1 and section 2. That slight amendment, members, is I recently had a meeting with I'm happy with those. They were the words that were suggested by staff, so I'm happy with that wording. That's correct. Thank you, Your Worship. As I was saying, those slight amendments are as a result of meeting with residents last week. It became apparent that some of the concerns we have in one section are different to concerns in another section. So I want to make sure that when we do get feedback from residents, they get the option of being able to provide feedback on each section individually rather than maybe just feedback on one section without considering the whole. Pretty much the rest of the recommendations I'm happy with as printed, and the details in the report, so I don't believe I need to really say any more.
Thank you. Seconded, Councillor Byram. Yes, please go ahead.
May I please? Thank you, Worship. Just wanted to clarify, in our ward briefing we discussed this at length last week, and we were concerned that if it's not split between the two sections, that the comments that come back on one section are then referred to another section becomes a confusion. So it needs to be very clearly done. Now, I just want a query with Councillor Crossland. Were we looking at, I thought we were going to stage it with the community consultation for the two sections, but you're saying together. But so I'm not clear on that. That's just what I'm not clear on by the way it's worded.
Maybe it'd be best to speak to staff, but the way that it's been described to me is we can do the whole consultation, and by wording it this way, we do give all the residents chance to comment individually on each section.
So I do want to second it, but I want to make sure that's very clear as to what we are doing with the community consultation for residents, to make it absolutely clear that they can comment on one section. Those comments don't pertain to both, because there's two different considerations with the community consultation. We need to make sure that is extremely clear. So that's the only reservation. I want to make sure it's that's really noted.
Any advice from staff on that?
Through the chair, the questions that will go out with the engagement package will separate those two stages and seek feedback specifically on alignment of path in each section. So we'll keep it separated and comments can be provided with each one, just to ensure that there's no confusion with potential alignments of path in those two sections.
So just more of a typo really, but that word section should be sections with an S on the end. But I think therefore Councillor Byron, we can just trust that will happen administratively. And you were seconding, did you wish to speak further? Anyone speaking against or a question? Councillor Hull?
Mr Mayor, would it be possible to make it very clear what section 1 and section 2 is? From years of experience here, I've seen matters come back to us where it refers to section 1 or section 2 or section A or B, and there's no recollection of what that section actually meant. In the report on page 217, there's a clear description of what those sections are, and I think those should be embedded in the resolution, so there's no misunderstanding. Already with this project, we don't have any understanding whether this is a renewal or a new...
Councillor Hull, I think that is a worthy contribution, and I'm sure that the mover and seconder would be happy to add the clarification in brackets after sections one on the screen, in brackets Heron Way to Cormorant Drive. Is that right, Councillor Crossland?
I would say it's the bottom of Heron Way to River Parade.
Well, I'm going on what's in the report on page 217 and looking for a concise description.
Exactly what I'm talking about.
This is probably for staff benefit and complete clarity for everybody more than anyone else. The actual consultation format will no doubt make it very clear where these two different areas are. Just to let me finish, Councillor Crossland, and then tell me if you're happy with it. But if we had in brackets Heron Way to Cormorant Drive, and after two, Cormorant Drive to South of Field River. Is that inaccurate? The other thing we could do, it's pretty unusual in council resolutions, but we could have a footnote, and the footnote to actually refer to that full description that's given, but it just sort of clutters up the motion terribly if you're going to, you know, have the full geographical description of all the various streets. Councillor Crossland.
I agree. I mean, I take Councillor Hall's point, because if we said northern section and southern section, it's still not really very not very accurate description, but we're not actually looking at proposing a new path to Cormorant Drive, because there already is a path all the way from Cormorant Drive right to the end of River Parade.
The question is alignment. Is
not the first road that you get to River Parade?
We have about 6 hours to get through. I think we'll just put this item off, and can we have some more work done on this during the meeting? Because this is getting ridiculous. We do not have time to cavil about individual streets and so on in a motion like this. So we have it moved and seconded. Actually, the formal process would be, we have to fall back to a formal process. Councillor Hull, the call is with you if you wish to move an amendment to the motion that's been moved and seconded. We do not have agreement with the mover.
Mr Mayor, I think we've highlighted an issue here, as I suspected, and I think maybe we should wait until we're actually very clear on what Section 1 and Section 2 is, because Councillor Crossan's demonstrated there's a different point of view to the administration on this. And
do you want to move a deferral?
I think we've got no choice, given the workload tonight.
And do you want to defer it to the end of the meeting, apart from the policy matters? Or do you want to defer it to the place in the agenda where it sat before?
Okay, yep.
All right, so Councillor Hull's moving a procedural motion for this item to be dealt with after the iconic event item. That's where it was before.
Well, let's hope this is not an iconic event as well.
I think it comes under the drama section. Is that seconded? Councillor Pryor, seconded. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. And so it is. We will deal with that later. We now come to the so-called hotel item. There is a recommendation as to confidentiality, and all of the elected members know why that is. We'll deal with that first. Does anyone wish to move? Councillor Telfer, moving the confidentiality motion that's up on the screen. Is that seconded? Councillor Hutchinson, anyone speaking against? Then I'll put the motion. All those in favour? All those against? Carried by majority. Thank you. So, my friends in the gallery, that does mean we'll have to ask you to depart, because it's only certain named staff and elected members that remain for discussion of the item. So this is...
Tonight, I know it's a very long night, but we'll try and get through these relatively quickly. So we're going to report RO6, which is Marion Sports and Community Club lease, and that's on page 134. Now, before we go into asking for a motion on this one, I'm going to ask Ms. Dixon to talk because there's been some changes to the document.
Through the chair, so Ms. Milritz is just typing that on the screen for members' benefits. So we just want to add some additional resolutions to this report. Just to clarify, there was some minor errors in the dates, so the market review dates. So we're just noting that that change needs to happen, and we'll do that should council endorse that. So it's really an administrative thing. Also, just need to bring members' attention that there was an error in the covering report, so we apologise that in terms of clarity with the Bowls Club. So the Bowls Club is within the leased area, and Marion Sports and Community Club will negotiate a sublease with the Bowls Club within that leased area, so we're noting that in the resolution. Also just noting that Marion Sports and Community Club will also enter into licences with the sporting and community clubs that use the facilities. And then that council will enter into licence agreements with the remaining facilities that, which are not within the leased areas. So this lease has been a long negotiation, and what is presented today has gone out for consultation. The outcomes of those the consultation is detailed in the report as well. So should council endorse this, it's really just executing the agreement.
Okay, so looking for a mover, Councillor Telfer, and seconder, Councillor Pfeiffer. Thank you. Councillor Telfer.
We've worked regularly at ward briefings with staff through to Club Marion for nearly 4 years. This has been a long and quite complex process. On the way, we have annexed the tennis courts, the basketball, the croquet, and the women's bowling. We have shared car parking. We look forward to this beginning. It is a new beginning. It is lining up with our agreement that we would take valuation and move to 93% with full discount, with full usage. That's happened. So now we move forward, and we will have a lease in place which allows our biggest sports and community club to actually engage in a way that we would want them to. We have ahead of us the irrigation, and we have ahead of us some other working negotiations that we need to get to. But we're beginning. It's a new beginning.
Councillor Pfeiffer? Anyone speaking against the motion? Councillor Hull?
Madam Deputy Mayor, I'll be consistent and talk against any motion where a council-owned facility will have poker machines. In this case, there's 40, the maximum allowable licences, and you'll notice in the report there are some comments that were lodged by our community about this. I'm not a voice, an isolated voice. I'm not coming out of left field. We are one of only a couple of councils in South Australia that has the audacity to have this. The other I know is Holdfast Bay. It's a rarity in South Australia. And in fact, in the state of Victoria, the Victorian Local Government Association has an active campaign to encourage AFL clubs not to have poker machines in their facilities. They've gone a step further. It's not left field at all. It's very much mainstream thinking. And I've made these comments a number of times over the years in this place. And have I been harangued by masses of the community for some outrageous reflection on poker machines and licensed facilities? I say not. Certainly the club members have made their views known from time to time, but they've got a vested interest in saying so. I think there should be leadership here, and some may say, oh well, if we take the poker machines out of here, they'll go down to the pub. Well, at least we won't have the social conscience of that. And between the Marion RSL and this club, last time I looked at it, there was about $1 million a year being taken out of our community. Now, as much as they say that they've got management programs in place, I say that there is harm being done to our community by virtue of those poker machines. We are, in a way, complicit in having a dependency on poker machines in this facility, because by having poker machines in that facility, is we don't have to spend as much on that facility because of the poker machine revenue. So I've made my point on this. I've got nothing against the club personally. I think the club, putting aside poker machines, is doing a good job. However, I can't ignore the integrity issues that we have by having poker machines
in
council facilities. And you know, I've made the same views known to the Marion RSL, and they do a good job doing what they do as well, particularly with veterans there, and they're the
Time's
most vulnerable
up, Councillor,
at all.
Huh?
I'm sure you would stop me quickly, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Velescu, you had your hand up first.
You know, it is good that we have got to this point and identified in the lease that, you know, what is the standard market rent for this property and the support that we're giving sports community clubs through the reduction, through which is effectively the subsidy. On the issue of poker machines, you know, I would like there not to be poker machines in our community, and if there's a comprehensive plan that has some strategies where we can actually get rid of the problems in, you know, throughout the whole community, I'm happy to look at that. But I think for us to beat the drum and chastise this club, who out of all the people receiving money from poker machines, as far as that has a hotel type venue, are probably spending a lot more for their community than anyone else. And I also think we need to draw the distinction between the RSL. The RSL do hardly get any money from their poker machines in comparison, and lumping the two together, I think, is particularly doesn't reflect their very limited financial situation. That's all I have to say on that. And you know, we do support sports in our community, and this is not another aspect of how we do that.
Councillor Crossland.
Question for staff, please. Councillor Hall raises a valid point. We're really supporting this club with a new maintenance regime. They need to spend less of their own money now on the building and other things. 21 years is a long time. The question for staff is, was the poker machine question considered? And was the opportunity maybe to even reduce them by 5 over that 21 years, although it's only tokenism, it's a move in the right direction considered? Because that would be achievable. I'm sure a reduction over 21 years would be achievable without affecting the club.
Through the chair, in the negotiations, staff abided by the previous resolution that council had passed, that there'd be no increase to gaming machines or gaming machine entitlements with the where poker machines existed, so in Club Marion and Marion RSL.
Is there anyone else speaking against? All right, well, we'll take that question, and Councillor Crossland is speaking for. Well, you had a question. Councillor Appleby.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. I just wanted to say that I'm not a huge fan of pokies, but I think that banning the facility from having them is going too far. I think not allowing them to expand them any further is probably a sensible balance. And I think if we go down the track of banning them, then we really corner ourselves in the sense that we probably have to look at other issues like alcohol, which is arguably doing a lot more harm in the community. So I don't think you can tackle one issue without tackling another.
Okay, thank you. And I think just a point there, 40 is the maximum any place is allowed to have. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Oh, I forgot to allow you to close. Did you want to close, Councillor Telfer? Sorry.
No.
But we've already passed it, so I don't think there's any point. And it's late. So those against? It's carried. Division? We have Councillor Pfeiffer, Councillor Telfer, Councillor Pryor, Councillor Velisku, Councillor Appleby and Councillor Crossland for the affirmative, and Councillor Hull in the negative. Right, the next item we're going to look at is on page 215, which is RO8. And I do thank members for staying so late tonight. Thank you for your persistence with us tonight. All right, so we're resuming this one on the coastal walkway. Right, so can you just refresh us as to where we're at, please?
So, through the chair, the item has been moved and seconded, but no, and the mover and the seconder have both spoken to the motion, but no other members have spoken.
Right, and our question was on how we were going to refer to Section 1 and Section 2 with that wording. Now, Councillor Crossland, are you happy?
I'm happy with that wording, and it's been explained to me that we actually have to look at the existing sections as well for compliance.
Okay. So, anyone speaking against the motion? Do you wish to close? No. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? That is carried unanimously. We have three more items left. There is page 248, 363 and 404. We can do these as a group unless there is specific questions or points to be raised. The first one is on the delegations. Sorry, that is 248. And that's R11. Sorry, question?
What are the other two motions that we consider?
The other two motions are on page 363. It's the Financial
Audit Committee,
and that's the member there, and then the Public Health one on page 404. I'll just give people time to have a look quickly at those. Yes, I'll just get to the correct point. All right. Do we have someone that is willing to move all three motions, or do we... Yes, Councillor Pfeiffer to move, Councillor Pryor to second. I'll get Councillor Pfeiffer. Do you want to say anything about them? No, Councillor Pryor? Now, I'll allow a question, Councillor Hull.
Thank you. With regard to the public health, page 404... two questions. Given recent events where there was an investigation into a possible cancer cluster and the commitment by the authorities to do regular testing of the phone tower at Warradale, should that be part of the public health report to be submitted to the Chief Public Health Officer, given that we're doing it and should be monitoring that?
Through you, Chair. Councillor Hull, that's a great suggestion. It was an excellent meeting with the EPA expert. He did actually follow up with the first report, and there's a commitment there to keep it going, but I think it's an excellent commitment. Excellent suggestion to put it in the report.
Yeah, thank you. The other one, I've raised this before, and it relates to matters that are not above ground. It's not about water flowing down our streets. It's about our underground water, aquifers, and the quality of those aquifers. It is a public health issue because we've had warnings issued to vast areas of Marion indicating to people that they shouldn't use that water, that bore water, for drinking or watering their vegetables. So I'll ask again, is this public health report capturing that issue or any monitoring that might be happening within our city? Because it is a significant issue in a big area of the city.
Good point, Councillor Hull. So we're just in the process of getting the wording of the first point you had into the resolution, and I'm going to ask the mover and seconder whether they're going to be happy with that. And we're also looking now at the capturing and the monitoring of the water.
Through the Chair, it currently isn't included in the feedback, but we can include it as with your first suggestion, Councillor Hull.
Because there was a motion to actually look at mapping the city, and that's relevant to that as well.
Through the Chair, and it is also an action in your three-year business plan around contamination.
And maybe if you can take it on notice that a report on the mapping progress would be appreciated, not tonight.
Thank you, Councillor Hull. So we've had just on that one, we're just getting that motion with the extra words in, and I'd ask Councillor Pfeiffer and Councillor Pryor if they're happy with that to be put into the resolution.
No, it's just report on the testing and the tape.
Thank you. So we need to be saying including the report on the testing undertaken by the EPA of phone tower emissions at Oaklands Park. So including the report. At the beginning, including the report.
Yeah. Thankfully, Madam Deputy Mayor, that report is a good news story. I'm not so confident that the other matter is good news at all, but being the groundwater.
Taken the groundwater one on notice to report back. You would like it included in as well, so we can use it as being the phone tower emissions and also the water monitoring. Is that what you're wanting? Include. Yeah, so we're going to put both in, groundwater as well. Right, so yes, just need to check with Councillor Pfeiffer and Councillor Pryor. Are you happy for that to be included into the motion? Yep. Thank you. All right. Councillor Telfer.
I had contacted Ms. Thwaites today about in the report, and there R11, there was an extra sentence she had suggested at the end of 2.1, because the that's written in. Okay, thank you.
Do you wish to close, Councillor Pfeiffer? No. Then I put the three motions in a block. All those in favour? Those against? Carried by majority. Thank you, everybody. It's been a marathon night, but I do close the meeting at 11:51.